Thanks, Chairman. Just an initial question on the structure of MAP. I think it's sort of almost like two stories with MAP. It's a brilliant operating performance. Airports all going well. You're managing to sell Birmingham and Rome at a huge premium. And then you've got our tanking share price and the fact that we're at a 35% discount and there's $3.3 billion of missing value. Now, I'd put to you that the elephant in the room that you haven't addressed at all today is our structure and the fact that the market is giving our structure a massive thumbs down. And as directors, you all have responsibilities to maximise our share price and maximise our returns. And if I was a director of a company which was at a 35% discount to claimed net assets by the directors, the first thing I'd be announcing is a review to look at all structures that will get the share price up. And that's where you get the fundamental conflict of interest of Macquarie being the external manager of getting, you know, quite amazingly large $147 million cash performance fee out of MAG last year. So we read the annual report for MAP and we see no performance fee. And then we see there's a massive performance fee out of MAG. My question to you is, why aren't you addressing this most fundamental issue of steps that you can take to get the share price up? And I guess the first couple of things I'd say to you is that if you don't take the steps, other people might for you. And then the question is, why haven't you publicly released the full management agreement that we have, like you have with your New York funds, so we can at least see how locked in to Macquarie we are long term? And, I mean, a lot of us here would be happy to pay you all $5 million a year to run it and to internalise the management, rather than having what I think over the years now must be excessive, $1 billion to see that Macquarie has made buying and selling and managing airports over the last decade. I mean, it must be closer to $1.5 billion. And I think now the market is fundamentally giving the structure the thumbs down, and I'm asking you as a board, why haven't you looked at this and address the elephant in the room, which is the conflict of interest and everything else that arises from this external structure?
Thank you very much, Mr. Maynard. I'm looking desperately for the elephant, but maybe you'll point it out to me later, as you do so colourfully from time to time. Firstly, let me take the latter part of your question. You mentioned the MAG performance fee. I think I've already outlined my response to the Shareholders Association, the nature of the performance fee paid by MAG, and its relationship to the returns to shareholders, which I believe have been very handsome. So I believe that the facts in regards to the MAG performance fee are clear. I hope they're clear. And that the fee is entirely reasonable and reflects an extraordinarily good performance by the management in respect to the sale of Birmingham and Rome. Secondly, in regard to the general level of performance fees, as was indicated earlier, there is no performance fee paid by MAP to the Macquarie Group at this point in time. And as Kerry pointed out in her extensive presentation, the returns to shareholders under the current arrangements have been consistent and consistently high. So you might like to comment on the structure of performance fees and why the directors believe that the current arrangements are not only appropriate, but are in the benefit and the interest of the shareholders. I would say also that it would be unusual to consider the current market and its quite unusual circumstances as being normal, or one which directors should take significant structural action in the current market uncertainty.
Yes, thanks, Matt. I think as you said, we haven't paid a performance fee this year. It's worth remembering there are two elements to the fees that are paid to Macquarie. The first is a base fee, which is a fee that's broadly around 1% of the net investment value. It's certainly at the bottom end of the range of fees for comparable managed funds around the world. And what do shareholders get for that? Well, they get a large number of airport and technical specialists that are committed to developing business plans, strategic plans for our airports to drive strong performance across the portfolio. It is a highly active management model. And so in addition to the performance of the existing airports. You also get access to the worldwide network of Macquarie resources that are sourcing opportunities around the world. So sourcing the sorts of opportunities and acquisitions that we've made to date that have represented very strong value for our shareholders. Now, so the base fees actually cover all of those opportunities, but the emphasis is really on the performance fees. Now, obviously, you know, MAP has actually traded it below the benchmark, as have many other stocks, so, you know, market conditions have meant that the strong performance we're getting across the portfolio is not being reflected in the share price. So because we haven't actually delivered that performance, then Macquarie is not actually getting a performance fee. So, in a sense, it does show you that there is actually an alignment between shareholders and Macquarie, because the model's working. We haven't actually delivered the outperformance against the benchmark, and therefore Macquarie hasn't received a performance fee. I think, you know, just going back to, you know, what have we achieved actually since we've listed, you know, what has this management team, what does the model actually deliver? We've delivered a compound annual growth in EBITDA across our airports of 10%. It's a very strong performance, far stronger than any of our peers. And that's the benefit of having an active shareholder, a very active management model. That's delivered a strong growth in, you know, continued growth in our distributions. We've announced an upgrade or an increase in our distribution today to 27 cents. And despite the recent weakness in the share price, we've continued to deliver strong returns. So as Max said, nearly 18% return post-fees to Macquarie. So by any measure, that's a very strong and healthy return, actually, on shareholder funds.
A quick follow-up, Chairman. Look, it'd be interesting to hear from an independent director on this, because Kerry's obviously hired by Macquarie. I'd be interested to hear how much Macquarie's paid her over the years, because we're not told. And Max, you're the former CEO of this place, so you're not independent either. So, of course, Macquarie, which has made $1 billion plus in fees out of airport deals over the years, wants to continue with a structure which delivered $200 million plus last year. But you haven't answered my question, which is, what are you as directors of this company doing about the 35% discount? At the asset level, you're doing well. At the asset level, you've extracted a massive performance fee. At our level, as the little mushrooms, the independent mushrooms, we're suffering a falling share price and a massive discount. And I'm putting to you that you should, as directors of this company, follow what Westfield did, follow what Transurban did, and internalise your management. And then retain Macquarie on a massive investment banking arrangement, but a conventional, internally managed model with Macquarie as our investment banker, rather than the model which is now being utterly shunned by the market, such that there's a $3 billion disparity between what you say the assets are worth and what the market says, and Macquarie itself is down by $600 million on that disparity. So I'm saying to you that if you internalise the management, you get a massive re-rating, you could retain Macquarie, and as directors of this company, you have an obligation to investigate this. I've got a specific question for you on this.
It's more than a specific question, because you've also made a very significant commentary. So what is this?
My specific question is, will you release the full management agreement between Macquarie Bank and this entity, and will you disclose the full termination fees that would be payable if the independent investors in this structure chose to terminate the agreement? And can you disclose exactly what would be required to do that? Is it just a regular 50% shareholder approval to do that? Are there preemptive rights with your other holders of Sydney Airport, okay, the other airports?
Is that the question?
Yeah, so what, how can we remove you? Tell us how we can do it. If you won't investigate doing it yourself.
Okay. I think I understand the question. Short answer to, I think you put two questions, no and no. Commentary on the two questions, since you're less required. I think as we've outlined during the course of the meeting, that all of the shareholders of MAP have done particularly well out of its management and its current structure, and have performed above the ASX 200. Let me say again, MAP has outperformed the ASX 200 by 2.5 points per annum since our inception. If an investor had invested $1,000 at our inception, that investment would now be worth over $2,300. That, I think, is an answer to why we have retained the management and the structure, and why I, personally, or Terry, have not been removed. The second point is that, of course, any shareholder is entitled to very strong views about how a company could be managed or structured. And you, of course, Mr. Main, are entitled to yours. But if we look at the market and what the analysts say about MAP at the present time, because you have stated about an appalling situation, and it is a very difficult market situation, as has been outlined by Ms. Neighbour. But there is not one major analyst at the moment representing all of the institutional shareholders that I know of that is suggesting that MAP should be restructured. That is either recommending MAP as an outperform or a hold in the current marketplace. You are significantly out of sync with informed opinion on the market, Mr. May. That is the real answer to your question. Any further questions?
Simon, are you sure you don't want to go through these sequentially?
No, I think we're all
over the place.
Well, I think you could just ask a question and we'll see if we can handle it.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll open up on number two on the order.
Just two, and then we'll seek to answer those, and we can come back and ask further ones after that.
Yeah. Well, this is on resolution two on the order.
Okay.
I think PwC generates about 5% of its total Australian revenue from Macquarie Bank and Macquarie Bank vehicles. It's pushing $50 million a year. And I know that our competitor, Babcock & Brown, has a policy which says that because Ernst & Young audits the headstock, Babcock & Brown, they can't audit any of the satellite funds. So, ironically, PwC ends up auditing most of the Babcock satellite funds. So I'm interested to know from you, Chairman, why we are on the governance low road here compared with Babcock's, in that we are allowing PwC to audit everything. I'm interested to know whether they audit MAG as well. And I'm also interested in hearing from the auditor himself. I'd like him to stand up and put his hand on his heart and say that he does firmly believe that Sydney Airport has doubled in value since we bought it, and that it does have an enterprise value of more than $11 billion, as the board and he has signed off on. And whether he thinks that he actually could put it on the market and sell it to someone for $11 billion in the current environment. Because based on the discount in the share price, you would have to assume that if that is not redressed, that there needs to be a substantial write-down in the carrying value, particularly of Sydney Airport. So is that something he'll be looking at as we come into the next audit period? Thank you.
I will certainly ask Mr. Barron to comment on PwC's independence. But I also suggest that since you don't appear to be all that familiar with what the Australian analysts are saying about MAP, you're also not familiar with the prices that are being paid for airports around the world either. I would be quite confident that Sydney Airport could be sold for its current valuation and substantially more. But that's only my feeling, and obviously you must be reading different sort of views what's happening in the asset market around the world. In regard to PwC, as I said earlier, PwC is a top-tier professional services firm, and there are only a limited number of them. It's provided audit services to MAP since its establishment and is familiar with its structure and assets. And every 6 months, we receive independence declarations by PwC confirming independence from MAP and Macquarie Capital. There are a very small number of major internationally recognised audit firms, and PwC is one of them. Could I ask Mr. Barron of PwC to add any further comments on the independence procedures that PwC have in place?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just confirm again that we are comfortable that we are independent of both the bank and of Macquarie Airport. As the Chairman noted, we have a number of policy procedures that we adhere to, which are described in the Corporations Act. I am confident, based on my terms of procedures and inquiries I've made, that this is
Well, I'm Bermuda, Chairman. I think I'm going to put to you that I think it's maybe time we moved on from Bermuda. The whole governance that comes with Bermuda, where you can pay out distributions out of capital, you don't have to make a profit. You're a director for life. You're never put up for election under the Bermuda provisions. I once tried to nominate to stand for the NIG board and got a letter back saying, well, sorry mate, under Bermuda, you've got to own 5% of the company to do that. So there's a whole range of governance structures that come out of being based in Bermuda, which detract from the overall governance structure of this entity. And I would put to you that I think that is contributing to the discount that we are currently suffering on the share price. So I've also put to you that I think a Labor government doesn't look as positively on aggressive Bermuda structures as your old colleague Mr. Howard used to, and that maybe it's actually time to take the governance high road, given the changing regulatory environment and the fact that the market is putting a big discount on us, and just the basic poor governance that flows from Bermuda, whereby I can never actually vote against you if I thought that maybe it was time we had a Labor bloke who was chairman of the company rather than John Howard's old mate. Thanks.
Well, as you know, it's personally distressing to me that you couldn't vote against me, but... and I want to assure you of that. I think you'd probably lose the vote, but you never know. You never know. I'm also not aware, of course, that the federal government has expressed any concerns in regard to the governance procedures of either MAP or the Macquarie Group, or indeed the very significant role that Bermuda plays in international financial relations. But again, you may have better sources of information than I, and I doubted that. We are very comfortable with the arrangements and structures that take place in respect of Bermuda. We are fully compliant with the law in Australia and in Bermuda. And as I've said before, I believe the performance of the organisation and its airports has been of a very high calibre under the existing arrangements. So, again, I think all I can do is to take your comments as an expression of view of what you would prefer to see and to leave it there. I also note that you, I think, stood for quite a number of boards with equal degree of